Welcome back to This Week on the Kenai. With the top stories from Wednesday, here's KSRM's Anthony Moore.
In an update to a story from last week, the Alaska Department of Environmental Conservation reports that as of Monday, 4,830 gallons of slop oil had been recovered in the Hillcorp Trading Bay's slop oil release reported last week. Response personnel continue to recover oil from the containment area with a vac truck. Hillcorp and Chosen Construction continue to work to remove snow and ice and prepare the site for excavation of impacted soils and to inspect the ruptured line. Department of Environmental Conservation personnel conducted a site visit on Friday, December 18th. Passive wildlife bird deterrent equipment was deployed around the spill site. The oil is not migrated off the facility pad. Cook Inlet spill prevention and response personnel are being demobilized. Hillcorp's contractor, Chosen Construction, installed heaters to thaw certain areas within the containment area. And once the collection of oil with a vac truck is complete, personnel will work on small sections to scrape up contaminated soil. Excavation of the compromised line is anticipated to begin soon to uncover the pipeline point of failure.
The Young Fishermen's Act made its way through Congress over the weekend. The legislation's aim is to create a national grant program that supports training, education, and workforce development in the commercial fishing industry. The legislation was introduced by Alaska's own Congressman Don Young, with co-sponsors Seth Moulton, Democrat of Massachusetts, as well as Amua Amata, Republican of American Samoa. The Senate's companion bill was sponsored by another of Alaska's legislative delegation, Senator Dan Sullivan. Congressman Young said in a Monday release, "Passage of the Young Fishermen's Development Act is welcome news for Alaska's fishing industry and young people across the country hoping to make a living on the water." He added, "Fishing is important not only to Alaskan culture, but essential to our rich history. Our legislation is about supporting the livelihoods of fishing communities across the nation by making the next generation aware of the opportunities available in the commercial fishing industry." The Young Fishermen's Development Program will include a grant program for collaborative state, tribal, local, or regionally based networks or partnerships. Also, a mentorship and apprenticeship program meant to connect retiring fishermen and vessel owners with new and beginning fishermen. Also, financial support for local and regional training and education in sustainable and accountable fishing practices, marine stewardship, business practices, and technical initiatives that address the needs of beginning fishermen. Senator Sullivan said, "Alaska is the unquestioned superpower of seafood, thanks to our world-class, sustainably managed fisheries and our countless hard-working fishermen. The sustainability and endurance of this vital industry, which employs more people in Alaska than any other, depends on up-and-coming qualified fishermen." The act is headed to President Donald Trump's desk, awaiting his signature. For KSRM News, I'm Jason Lee.
Alaska's news source reports that a healthcare worker in Juneau who had a serious reaction to the Pfizer COVID-19 vaccine on December 16th was in distress the following day, according to Bartlett Regional Hospital officials. The unidentified healthcare worker at Bartlett is believed to be the first person in the nation to have a documented case of anaphylactic reaction from the vaccine that resulted in hospitalization. Charlie Gribben is the infection preventionist at Bartlett, who was with the woman who experienced the reaction 10 minutes after receiving the vaccine that included shortness of breath and an elevated heart rate. And she says the symptoms lasted for about 5 minutes and were subsiding when the woman felt them again. The woman then went back to work after being discharged and reportedly recovered. Her case is being reviewed by medical experts, including the CDC, to try and figure out what caused the reaction. It's also worth reporting that the woman who had been eager to get the vaccine is still encouraging others to do so, despite the fact that her reaction means that she herself will not be receiving a second dose, according to Alaska's news source. Of the nearly 500 who received the vaccine at the hospital, hers was the only serious negative reaction and is easily treatable. AAA is projecting a big drop in holiday travel. Michael Kastner reports.
Andrew Goss with AAA says the Auto Club's projections call for about 85 million people to travel.
We're looking at an overall year-over-year decline of close to 30%.
Gross added that 96% of those who decide to travel will go by car. He said that gives some people control over their journey should they decide to take one. Despite that, Gross said AAA doesn't expect cheaper gas prices to be enough to get people to take a trip. The Auto Club says gas prices were about 50 cents cheaper than the holiday season last year. I'm Michael Kastner.
Stay tuned for more headlines on This Week on the Kenai.